Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good Monday morning, Blog Talk Radio. Wow, September 14th, the Monday after our very first virtual convention, which was just knock it out of the park extraordinary. And I'm here today, of course, with Nancy Pellegrini from Canada, who is one of the top producers in the company. Nancy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Casey. I'm going to be in and out of muting myself because I am driving at the moment, and if there's static, I apologize. I will be pulling over shortly. But, yeah, good morning, everybody. Wow, what an incredible, crazy last few days we had with the convention that was just absolutely phenomenal. And I didn't have anybody at my place watching with me, so it was a little odd because I've not missed a convention since I've been with Beamer. And so not being around to celebrate everybody and celebrate everybody's successes and recognition was rather odd. But, you know, it was there was a lot of texting going on, and it was pretty amazing and really exciting I think maybe we might talk about that today, about the incentives and, you know, how to end your the next quarter really strong.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And no doubt every Blog Talk show this week will probably be, you know, focusing on and kind of recapping things at convention. Of course, everybody that bought a ticket will have access to the replays once those are up. And no, I don't know exactly how that all is going to work from a technology standpoint, but I do know that it will absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that we talked about this morning, Nancy, on my manager's call is really integration, you know, because information without execution is just interesting. Right? That's all it is. You know, if you're not going to take that information and absolutely apply it to take your business to the next level, then, you know, it's just interesting. And so, you know, we were talking this morning on our manager's call, okay, how do you actually integrate and start to apply some of these nuggets, if you will, because, I mean, there was just, if you stop and look at your notebook from those 2 days, the number of golden nuggets that were dropped, and this is the beauty of being able to go back and listen to it again, but, you know, some of the things that were mentioned on our team call this morning was, first of all, you know, take Kinder Hall's book and make a little book club out of it. You know, get your team together and then use the worksheets that the company sent out and work through that. Obviously, that's part of the testimonial process, but, you know, work through that so that you really are ensuring that you're weaving stories, powerful stories, into your day-to-day you know, work as a Beamer distributor. Another thing that somebody mentioned was to have a team call and celebrate any winners that were on your team. Of course, these are managers, but you know, every one of you listening to this call, I would bet that every one of you has somebody on your personal team that was a pace setter. And, you know, that should be further congratulated, because clearly with, like, you know, 700 people, those flashed up onto the screen during the breaks, but take the time to celebrate the efforts of those people who did the extra work and became pace setters. And, you know, if you have a team call for that, but also, you know, call the distributors and congratulate them, and then let them know, you know, about the upcoming promos, which we're going to talk about. I always like to take each speaker and say, hey, you know what, this week, you know, most of you are probably doing some kind of team call, I would hope, and, you know, taking each one and saying, okay, this week we're going to focus on, you know, the seminar that, you know, Dave and Tim gave on, you know, of keeping your prospect funnel full. And, okay, what were all the takeaways? And then how can you summarize those takeaways from the group and create some kind of tool that allows you to then have more duplication, right? Because over time, of course, more content is created, and, you know, like everything, you think, oh, I'll get back to that. But how can you extrapolate the keys from that kind of are in agreement, and then utilize that into creating a tool that you can share with your team, and it becomes part of your system for creating and enhancing success. So those were just, you know, several of the ideas that came up this morning on our manager's call. I don't know, do you have any others that you want to add there, Nancy, as far as integration?
Casey, I think that's great, actually. I'd be writing things down, but I'm driving. A bit what you're saying. I think that's a really great idea to just go through each of the panel sessions and then break those down. I think that's a fantastic idea. I will definitely follow that one. Now, the thing that I did have come up on my team, I didn't have everyone on my team attend the academy for whatever their reasons were. So this is what I'm going to throw out there. I'm going to assume that the people on Blog Talk.
Wait a minute, Nancy. You're telling me that not a single person that is on your team,
some of the people on my team were not able, due to other things in their life going on, attend the convention.
Okay. I thought you said something else. I'm like, you got to be kidding me, right?
No,
okay, so some people couldn't attend.
No,
yeah,
so,
of course.
Yeah, so that's a great idea. Now, there, I'm sure, I mean, we had 2,000 people attending, and, you know, I'm
2,000
registered.
I'm sure there was more than 2,000 attending.
Oh, yes, you're right. Anyway, so how will you integrate that? Of course, I'm going to have two now, because some of the people on my team, as I mentioned, did not attend, but I would like to implement that as well. I know they're doing the recording of it, but will the recording only be going to the people that attended? Will we be able to share that? I know it's a little off what you were asking me, but that
No, initially, I'm sure no. Initially, it's going to be reserved for the people that paid the money. However, that doesn't matter, because the reality is that many people will never go back and listen to all the content. I think it's easier to get people that didn't attend the convention to come on and say, hey, here's a synopsis. Here's the best of the best. And,
correct,
you know, now, you know, here's what you do to actually execute it and to weave it into your system. So, but after
right.
that, I'm sure that there are D calls will be put into the advanced tab on in the e-learning that John was talking about in the manager's meeting. Yep.
Right, right. And, yeah, so, no, and that's correct. It's taking the nuggets and then, you know, sharing it with people that were not available. That's exactly what I will do. Now, one of the things, too, like the panels, the and Dr. Burka, I mean, if everyone saw Dr. Burka on there, I mean, the guy's just blows me away. But the panels, there was a lot of stuff that I took away from the panel discussions as well on the second day from the doctor panel. It was like, I couldn't write fast enough, which I thought was fantastic. I have a lot of doctors in my team. And so that for me was phenomenal. But I think it's just really, I'm on fire inside because for me, it's about, there's no going backwards for me. You know, now that I know the position I'm at, and that's my own personal goal that I've got for myself. So now, you know, now how do I end my year strong? How do I, for me, it's about taking what I got out of the convention and constantly revisiting things and really like checking into my goals once a week. That's my intention. And I'm going to share that with my team as well, to not just once a month, not just every once a year. It's going to be, where am I at every week?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's great. That is great. And, you know, I think you're right. Using the convention as a tool to leverage into, you know, okay, where am I going to go next? You know, this morning, on Monday mornings, I have a group that we are now calling ourselves the 7 a.m. Club that went through the Tony Robbins course that I've mentioned several times. And each week we pick an online video to watch. I mean, YouTube has just got so much amazing content. And this morning we listened to one of Les Brown's seminars on You Gotta Be Hungry is what it was called. And, you know, he talked about that. He said the number one thing is you got to work on yourself and get yourself every day to try to be your best self, and that, you know, it's just an ongoing focus, and that you are relentless. That's the word he used. Be relentless about achieving, you know, your next goal, not somebody else's goal for you, but your next goal. And so let's talk about that next goal. And I think that next goal is a fast track for a lot of people. And, you know, just for people, I don't know if you've participated in fast track before, Nancy, but
I
for
sure
those
have.
People that may not, you have. Okay, good. So fast track is a kind of like if you will, it's a program that George put together, as well as other leaders, I'm sure, that gets people to focus on income-producing activities. He mentioned it during the convention. And just to remind people that the call, the informational call about Fast Track is tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern time, and it's on BeamerMeetings.com. And so my suggestion is that you get on that meeting. Everybody get on that meeting and at least hear what it's about and really seriously think about putting yourself out there, because even if you're not super competitive, I mean, I know Nancy's competitive, I'm uber competitive, and, you know, I joke about it a lot, but, you know, I love a competition, I love pushing myself, and not everybody's like that, and that's okay. I still think you should find a group of people that maybe aren't as, you know, competitive, but that want to hold each other accountable to doing the weekly activities. You know, as much as I love to sell, and Nancy, I'm sure the same is true for you, I am more productive on fast tracks. I have more appointments. I sell more Beamers when I'm in a fast track, because I don't want to let not only myself down, but I don't want to let the group down.
Yeah, I do agree with you there. Fast Track is awesome. I did put together a Team Canada, I think the last one we did last year, and I participated in a U.S. group before that. I put together a Canadian team as well, and I sure hope there are other Canadian teams out there. But 100%, you are only as strong as your weakest link. You want to have people that are committed and motivated that come on board. I mean, I've got people that they're ordering their unit this week, and they're going to come on a fast track call. They're going to get their unit this week. So, but they're on fire. They're so excited and pumped. And so she said, "But I don't have my Beamer yet." I went, "That's okay. It's coming this week. So you're good. It's our info thing, but it'll be motivating. You hold each other accountable. I hold myself accountable. I'm putting a team together. Do you think I'm going to sit back and, you know, watch movies all day long while the team's out there working and I'll just collect their numbers? Not a chance. I mean, I'll get competitive with the team. I'll inspire and motivate everyone to, you know, be a friendly, healthy competition, even within amongst ourselves." And and it is, it's motivating. And that's exactly where I'll be at too, Casey. And yes, I have a competitive edge to me from all the sports I've done. And I have to just put a little something in here. Somebody said to me, "Did you like having all your numbers or your points show up like that?" I said, 100% I did. And I liked others because those numbers, I wrote all those numbers down because do I want to fall back in my enrollment? Heck no. Yeah, do I want to, it was for me, it's not like I'm competitive against anyone else in Canada or North America. It's for, like, you nailed it. It's about what my goals are, where I want to be. And so I need something. I need a springboard. I need a number. I mean, I said to Casey, I was shocked because I know where I'm at. I didn't know where anyone else was. Now I do know where I stand. Now I see where others stand. And now I have written goals as to where I'm going to go. You know, I am going to aspire to be in the 150,000 points club or whatever that is. I mean, that's where, that's my aspiration, you know. And, you know, I'm going to aspire to do so many more enrollments. I want to double my enrollments, you know. So these are things that for me, it was awesome to see the numbers there because it's helping, it's guiding me where I want to go, you know. So
yeah,
I've been encouraged by team that way too.
I'm so competitive. When I saw my name come up on, and I was like three sales away from the 150,000, I was like, if I had known that I could have gotten to the next rank, I probably would have worked even harder to get there. So some of us are super competitive and others aren't, but be competitive with yourself and, you know, constantly look for ways to improve. So, and then the other thing, Nancy, that was so exciting is the Q4 incentive program. Wow.
Oh,
holy,
right? I know.
Guacamole.
I know.
Holy.
I'm
now,
going for the 8, baby.
Yeah, of course. Of course you're going for the 8. Yeah. So for those that don't know what the tiers are, so basically the Q4, fourth quarter incentive is as follows. If any time during September 1st and December 31st you sell 4 sets, you're going to get an extra $600 commission. If you sell 6 sets during that 4 months, you're going to get $1,500. And if you sell 8 sets during that time, you are going to get $2,500 additional dollars onto your commission. So just to put that into perspective, we ran the numbers this morning with our managers group. If you had somebody that was brand new, just has come in, and they're still eligible for senior in 60, which means they sell 4 sets in 60 days, right? Any set. That person is going to win the $1,000 of the senior in 60. But they're also going to get, if they sell their 4 units in that September to December timeframe, they're going to get an additional $600. So if you look at that and you say, okay, so 1,000 plus 600 is 1,600. And if you divide that by 4 units, that's an additional $400 per unit, which puts you actually above the commission that you get when you are a senior. So said another way, somebody that comes in is still eligible for senior and 60 if they sell four units between September 1st and December 31st, they in essence are going to get paid greater than they would if they were already a senior. I mean, Nancy, that's amazing.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. I mean,
yeah.
I'm blown away by that. I actually, doing the senior in 60, how great is that? So, I mean, I've got somebody who's just started out, a few people that have just started out that are going to be on my team, and that is definitely something I will share with them. You know what? I never thought about that and then the incentive. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, that's extraordinary. And then when you become a senior, you know, let's say someone's already a senior. So now instead of getting the $1,008, you're basically going to get $1,320 per sale. So there, and you know, I know not everyone is motivated completely by the money. So I say to them, great, you just think about it. That's an additional amount of money that you can give away or do something with. Somebody else said it this morning that if you basically, if you sell the 8 sets, you in essence have earned a free Beamer. You know,
oh, that's right.
When you think about it, that doesn't even include your commission. That's just like the extra commission. You're basically at, you know, very close to just a completely free Beamer. So
fantastic.
Yeah. Right? And you think about, hey, get a rental, and at that point, you probably need it for sure. So,
yeah.
Anyway,
well, Casey, I just want to say I do have to get up the call up at 9:30 today, but I just want to add to that too. For me, somebody said to me, "Wow, like you must be really making some money," and I thought, "Oh, I didn't even think like that." Like, so I don't. That's not my motivating factor. But
yeah.
What I saw when I looked at my enrollments was, "Holy smokes! Look at the lives I've changed."
Yep.
Looking at the lives I've changed. That's my motivating factor, and that is where my momentum comes from. So this incentive thing, it's really, the money's great. Gosh, if I can go change a bunch of lives and get paid for that, how great is that?
Yeah. 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 I mean, the money is the bonus. It's really the lives that you change that truly, and for me too. I mean, I always, of course, joke about being competitive just because that's in my DNA, but I didn't leave, basically shelf my other business because of the money with Beamer. I was doing perfectly fine. I did it because I felt compelled to share this device with other people because of the changes that it was really producing in people's lives. So, well, let's go to the lines and, you know, get maybe people today would like to share their takeaway. Or maybe a reason why you should do the fast track. Let's go first to 713-569. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning, Casey and Nancy. And congratulations for everything and for an extraordinary virtual convention. I think it exceeded everybody's expectations. Well, there's so many nuggets, as you said earlier. One of the things that just completely captured me was Dr. Burka and that blood flow that he showed. I had never seen that particular one before. And I looked at that and thought, you know, I think all you have to do is show somebody this and then say, and where's your credit card? Because
yeah.
it's that effective. It was really
once
great.
Once that is available to show.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kendra was amazing, and I certainly looked at that and went, I've got to be a better storyteller. And in line with that, I could not find, I printed it out once, I can't find it again, where there was the worksheet. And I'd like to print it out again. And if anybody knows where that is, please let me know.
Yeah.
I was looking all over for it.
I'll try to get it up on our regional Facebook page, and I'm sure the regionals will get that out to everybody. So, well, thanks for calling in, Sandra. Yeah. Have a great day.
My pleasure. You too.
Okay. All right, 720-774, 720-774, you're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Casey. This is Mary King. It is so wonderful to talk to you. You were the first training at the convention. Incredible. The whole convention is beyond the stars. I mean, it was amazing. I did want to share one thing because we didn't know, but we had 176,000 lifetime points. And our thrust, with Mike being a naturopath, has always been to help one person at a time, and I don't know if it's compliant, but regain their health, deal with issues, find comfort, have maybe some extended life that's more quality, and maybe not beyond that. But that's been our driving motivation. Yesterday, I was able to go to a neighbor who had an injury and give her my brand new Go set to use for a couple of weeks. And then I'm hoping that, you know, we're going to buy one. So anyway, I don't need to go on, but I am just incredibly grateful. I will go back and listen to the recordings. Our daughter was hospitalized after an attack by a crazy street person. And so that took me out of some of it. It took me out of some of it.
Wow.
So
well,
I had to get the hospital
and
whatever.
Family and your daughter. Wow.
Yeah, well, he broke her hip. He was circling around for the kill like a wolf. And a neighbor came to her side and called 911, gave a police report. He had eyewitness information and stayed with her. The guy was still circling, but further out. I mean, he was just totally crazy. And then, so he broke her hip, not a good way, you know, sort of like an egg go crack when it hits something hard. And so she had surgery on Wednesday, and she's home. They sent her home with us Friday. Anyway, just the type of hospital system for those on Medicaid. But they were incredible staff. Wonderful. So I don't want to go on anymore, but I'm just so grateful. And
you're lucky to have all the tools.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
So continue going for it. You're amazing. All the Blog Talk and all the RDs, and it's just beyond grateful for everyone.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you, Mary, and congratulations to you and Mike for changing that many lives.
Thank you. Appreciate that. We didn't even know.
Yeah, that was one I didn't know about either. So, awesome. Okay, let's go to the next caller, 530-557, 530-557. You're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Casey. This is Bridget from California. And, yes, it was fabulous convention. So impressive, every single bit of it. It was wonderful. But for me, one of the highlights was Chris and George Varonis. Weren't they great hosts?
I told them, I said, you guys need to do stand-up, man.
Oh, they were so good. And, you know, Chris, when she spoke, it was, you felt she didn't rehearse it, but she was so professional. It's just terrific. So I really enjoyed that.
And she didn't.
I don't think she did. She's just
she
really
didn't,
good.
No.
I'm just, yeah, I've never been to a leadership conference, so I've had never experienced her on stage before, but fabulous. I have a couple of questions that went by real fast, and I wasn't sure if I heard correctly.
Okay.
Is it true that after the 30th of September that the Beamer Go in the U.S. will be $500 less instead of $1,000?
Year. It's been extended to the end of October. So the price originally was until the end of September, but now that promotional price has been extended till the end of October, and then, yes, it will go up.
Oh, all right. Didn't get that one right. Another thing is for Canadians, are there Beamers now being shipped from Liechtenstein instead of California?
Correct, because we can't ship it from California because we can't get the pro set, the original pro set. So yes, they've been
and
being shipped, and of course there's the Canadian price.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So even though it's shipping from Liechtenstein, it's still going to be at this new 90-day promotional price that Albert announced. Okay, that's fabulous. And could you go over just one more time, or let me go over it just to see if I got it right? The promotional for this quarter.
Sure.
Okay. So it is, if you sell 4 units from September 1st until December 31st, you will get an additional $100 commission.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct. If you sell 6 units, it's an additional $600?
No, $1,500.
Oh, $1,500.
Total. Total.
So eight. Mm-hmm. It's still eight, is $2,500.
Correct. So $600, $1,500, $2,500 total. Mm-hmm. Not additional on top of one another. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Total. And if you do make the Paysetter, or whatever you call it, you know, within your first 60 days issue,
mm-hmm.
you would get the additional 1,000 as well. So total, if you did everything, 8, and you're doing the Paysetter, you would then
mm-hmm.
have a total of $3,500 extra dollars in commission.
You got it.
Well, that's great.
That is
almost. Yeah, that's fantastic. So that's wonderful.
Is. Yeah, well, and so just to be clear also for people, remember the senior in 60, because Paysetter, even though that makes you a Paysetter, we're calling it senior in 60 because the promotion now is only for new IBDs. They have a total of 2 full calendar months. So if I enroll someone today, September 14th, the rest of September is bonus time. So they actually
mm-hmm.
have all of October and all of November. So they'd have really, in essence, 2.5 months to hit that mark.
Right. Well, it is a wonderful promotion.
That
makes up for a lot of challenges people have had in this
Absolutely.
Year. So,
and think about that. That's on top of your already commission, which is a strong commission to begin with.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So,
to end this year on a very up note would be a wonderful thing for so many people.
Yes, yes. To put 2020 behind us in the books and leave it on a good note, that would be awesome.
Absolutely, And my heart's out to Mary and her daughter. I'm so sad for her.
Yeah.
It's challenging, very challenging. So,
very challenging. Yep, but they're all peaceful protests. Anyway, I don't want to get started there, Bridget. Thank you so much for calling, and good luck with the promotion.
Thank you. You too.
Yep. Great. Okay. So, if we don't have any other callers. We'll wrap up the day. Nope, there we go. It always does it. 248-248-909. You're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Am I unmuted?
You are unmuted, yes, and you're live.
Okay. All right. by that, whether you're a T or a J, you still that's part of that senior in 60 thing. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, remember, if they are a T, then that first unit is a qualifying unit, right? So if they don't personally, whatever their first unit is, whether it's a purchased unit in their own back office or their customer sale, whatever their qualifying sale is, that does not count as one of the units sold. They must be. In order for the clock to start ticking on the units, they must be qualified. So a T can participate, but they first must qualify.
Okay, but the 60 days starts when they become a T.
Correct. The 60 days starts when they become a T. 60 days, correct. The promotion starts when they become a T, because remember, it's actually two full calendar months. So in most, it's more than, it's more than 60 days.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Thank you very much.
Yep. Okay, great. Thanks for calling. All righty. Last caller, 602-618. You're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, Casey. It's Karen from Phoenix.
Good morning.
Good morning. Great conference this weekend. I do have a quick question I wanted you to clarify for me. Backpack still comes with the Beamer special pricing, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, no battery, just the backpack. And then when we go to the 490, when it price goes up to 500, is
mm-hmm.
that the forever price?
No idea.
Or is that for
absolutely
a limited
no
price?
Idea? Absolutely no idea.
Okay.
Because originally we were told that it was
right.
going to go back up to the 4890, and so I really have no idea. And I don't think anybody
okay.
does, because I think that they're just going to kind of pay attention to see how things go. I think they're realizing that. Especially during, the COVID and everything, that making the prices at reduced available are really helping distributors succeed and helping more people.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you very much.
Awesome. Thanks for calling. So, what's my parting thoughts today? My parting thoughts are this, that, you have just had this incredible 2 days of great information and amazing motivation. The key is using this to catapult yourself forward in your business, plugging your team into that energy, working with them to integrate the information, not just assimilate it, but actually integrate that information into their day-to-day behaviors and practices, and using both the fast track and the Q4 incentive as a springboard for you and your team. Build momentum. Momentum counts. Folks, it absolutely does. We all feel better when you get on a roll and you have the perfect opportunity. We've ended the convention. Use that momentum with these other tools and programs to take your business to the next level. So have a fantastic week, and we'll see you next Monday.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.